One of you. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another exciting session here on the Saturday Morning Motivation Show with me, your host, C. Maria Wall. I am so glad that you are here today. I want you to get excited and ignited about your new life and future. Today is no different, so I want to start off by saying hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to each and every one of you, wherever you are listening to this program in this beautiful place we call the planet Earth. I want to thank you for being here. My mere words could never express how I truly feel for all of your love and support. So we're going to get started as always. Welcome to our guests over in our show chat room. And, of course, those of you who are in our call query. And, of course, those of you who listen to us over on the Armed Forces Radio Network. A special shout out to all of my fellow sisters who have and are serving in our armed forces and, of course, our brothers as well. We are so proud to be a part of your listening family. We hope that you enjoy our programming as much as we do bringing it to you. And just know that you are appreciated, respected. We honor you, and we keep you in our prayers continually. Okay, as always, for those of you who may be new to our program, I want to say this. We do have an order of operation here. After I do all of my salutations and all of that, we usually go into a small moment of stress relief and release where I ask you to be lying back or in a seated position, eyes closed, so that we can do our breathing exercises. So while you're doing that, I just want to let you know that last weekend was the return of Healing Through Hurt, iTalk Radio, at 9 p.m. We had two of the ladies who are in the single vines creators of Noble Singles Outreach. We had a wonderful show, and out of that show, we did have some people who called in for help. I have referred most of them to people in their countries. Yes, I said countries because we had people who reached out from other countries throughout the world, and I believe that my colleagues there can better serve them. And that's what we do here. We try to help you wherever you are. If we can't help you personally, I will certainly put you in touch with the resources that you need to help you heal and or move forward. Okay, so we're going to get started because this is the continuum of our Know Thy Worth series for this year. I'm going to keep reminding you of your worth this year during these uncertain times that we are about to enter into. So we're all going to keep up and keep moving. So for the next maybe 53 minutes or so, we're going to keep it real, as our tagline says, real people, real stories, real hurt, and real healing. It's no different today than any other. We need to remember our worth in order for us to stand tall and walk proudly through our storms. Okay, so if you're in your lying or seated position, we are about to get going. Let's ring our chimes to start our show. Did you hear the chimes? I don't know if my chimes are working. Okay, I think I heard them this time. So let's go here. Eyes closed in a lying or seated position. Let's do some breathing. Let's inhale. Now exhale. One more time. Inhale. Now exhale. Inhale. Now exhale. I want you to continue this throughout our program. I'd like to get started now because we have a lot to cover in this particular session for today. So today is all about reminding you that you are not glue. And this is the Know Thy Worth series. So if you're not glue, why do you keep trying to make any and everything stick to you? Many of us have self-esteem that is so low, we will attach anything to us just to have some attention. Well, I'm here to tell you today to stop it. I had a conversation with someone the other day, and they were speaking about what they thought was being, you know, applied to them. They could not have been further from the truth, but because we allow ourselves to attach to things that we don't need to be involved with or to have as a part of our lives. And so many people say, Maria, what are you talking about? You know, it's like this. If you know that you give it your all and you're the best, don't let anyone call you illiterate or stupid. Don't let anyone force you to do something or out of your comfort zone or a place that you know you need to be. Don't allow what people say about you to attach to you. Make like rubber. Let that crap bounce off. Because 10 to 1, the same people who are spewing the negativity on you that you are allowing to attach are the people who are trying to push it on you to get the light off of their inadequacies, shortcomings, whatever you want to call it. Consider your sources. Many times, people will do that. People will abuse their authority. People will do whatever it takes to validate their existence by stepping on someone else, by making someone else feel badly about themselves, by making someone else feel inadequate, by making people feel like they are children of a lesser God. Yes, people, we are going into uncertain times. In the next couple of days, everything that we have known, many of us, for our entire lives, the way that it has been, business has been done, things have been done, is going to change. For the good or for the bad, I don't know. I'm here to help you to prepare for whatever may be coming our way. And at the end of every show, the last thing I say is that I pray each and every one of you enough of whatever it is that you need to be able to face whatever is knocking at your door or coming your way from this very moment and beyond. And trust me, I never speak about things that I have not experienced for myself or witnessed. And right now, you know what? I'm in the middle of quite a few storms, same storms from last year. But this year, I am determined to deal with them and get them off of my plate so that whatever time I have left on this earth, I can live it my way by my means, because I know that other things will be coming. So I don't have room to put anything else on my plate. So I have to address and get these things that have been attached to me off of me. And you need to do the same thing. You need to detach. Say it with me. I need to detach. I need to let go. I need to change my glue to rubber and let this crap bounce right off of me when people who have no right whatsoever to be attacking me. I can't allow them to do that anymore. Sometimes we need to know what to say. Sometimes you can be standing right in front of that mirror and not know what to say to the person looking back at you. Well, here you go. We need to let go. We need to stop allowing any and everything to attach to us. We need to become rubber and let that, what's the old adage go? I'm rubber, you're glue. Whatever you say to me bounces off and attaches back to you. That is one of the most profound statements in these uncertain times. You can listen to the feel-good, foo-foo, fluff-fluff gurus out there to tell you, yes, everything will be fine. Pay me $199.95, and I'm going to teach you how to make it all go away and be successful. Life doesn't work that way. You need a rolling plan. You need an active plan. And those feel-good, foo-foo, fluff-fluff, foo-foo gurus, they're going to give you exactly what you want to hear. They're going to give you all the bells and whistles. And they're going to get your money, and then they're going to move on to the next city, place, or town. And they're going to put the same spiel out there again, and they're going to take the other people's money, and they're going to move on to the next town. And you're going to try to figure out what the devil you just brought home with you. How many of you have fallen for the feel-good moment? And then when you get home, you have all of these CDs, books, and tapes, and you do nothing with them. Some of them become coasters. Some of them become gifts for others. Some of them sit on the shelf and collect dust. Sure, some of you take the time to read these things, and some of you actually take the time to put the effort into these programs and things that wear you down and wear you out and all of this. Some of you do, and some of you get some sense of success, some level, rather, of success. Okay, wonderful. But you're an anomaly. You're not what's going to happen with most people. We become more successful when we sit here and we do it for ourselves. We appreciate it more when we do it for ourselves. We put our heart and soul into it when we know that what we get back is based on what we put in. And another thing, all of these feel-good, foo-foo, fluff-fluff gurus out here, the bottom line is simple. Not every program is for everyone. Even my programs are geared towards you. That's why I can walk into a place, and if someone asks me to speak, I can probably do an entire presentation on whatever topic you need or variation thereof. You see, my life has taught me much about heartache, pain, and disappointment. And yes, I've had some successes, and I've been on the top of the mountain, and then I've fallen to the lowest of the valleys. And sometimes I've been somewhere in between. But I can tell you this, looking back on my life, I'm either at the top or I'm at the bottom. I just don't do middle very well. Middle is that place of complacency. It's that place of, okay, nothing's going on, so I'm just going to stay here and be silent and be quiet and just chill. You can chill for so long in the grand scheme of things because each of us was born on this earth with a specific mission, but so many of us do live and die without even beginning our journey to our destinies. So many of us, we have no idea what our purpose is. Because we've allowed so many negative things about us that people think they know about us to attach to us. Or we hook up with all the wrong people. Every time we come out the door, suddenly their door opens and they're walking towards us. Hey, where are you going? And they jump in the car on the passenger side like you invited them in. And that self-esteem and that self-worth comes in where we don't want to be nasty and tell them no, so we just let them tag along. Until there's nothing left, until you have an accident or something. Then they want to sue you over that. Or they want to attempt to. So you have to make sure that they're assuming the risk when they step into your car uninvited. I have a cute little car. When I take it to get it serviced, one of the workers calls it a baby Yaris. Now, you all know we've already talked about my truck and my Merc and all of my other vehicles, and then I had to downgrade quickly and in a hurry when my world fell apart. So me and my little baby Yaris, we go all over the place. If you listened to the show a few weeks ago, you knew that I went through a tumultuous time with a family member who decided to judge me without judging me, you know, but they really were judging me, giving me that infamous Mommy Dearest speech again. When I laid it out to them in simplest terms, I haven't heard from them since. They haven't spoken one word to me, but that's what my so-called family does. Heaven forbid they hear another side of what they think is the truth. Then they walk away. So guess what? I have to turn my glue into rubber. I have to repel. I have to bounce away. I have to make sure that everything bounces off. I have people in my life who I can depend on, who care for me, who uplift me in my times of need. And none of them, to my knowledge, are connected to me by DNA. Sad but true. So sometimes you have to change your glue to rubber when it comes down to people you may have known your entire lives. For those of you who may be new to the program this week, let me say this. There are points in our discussion where I get silent. Those are the times that I give you to reflect upon and digest what has been discussed up to that moment. Where can you apply it in your life? Who do you know that may be able to benefit from this program or any of our programs? No shame in sharing, so share, share away. I so enjoy being here. I so enjoy helping you to discover your truths. I so enjoy us sharing this time. Whether I have one or two people on the line, it's usually never that way. But in those days when, you know, the numbers aren't as high for people listening, because these shows are about moving forward and learning how to love thyself, how to know thy worth. These things, I want you to sit still, be silent, and listen. If I open up the lines, wonderful and great. I need you to heal you. I need you to know thy worth. I need you to understand that you are an asset. You're not a liability. Don't let people convince you that you are. I read a book many, many, many years ago. when I had gone down, my son was deployed, and I had gone down to be with my daughter-in-law and my grandchildren at the time. And I read a book. I believe it was written by Kiyosaki and Trump, actually. And at one point, Kiyosaki was talking about he had gotten to the airport and he got off his private jet, and then it had taxied up to Trump's jet, and how Trump's jet could have eaten his jet alive and something, something, something. So you see, when we start to compare at that level, now as rich as this man is, when his jet pulled up alongside of that of Trump's, well, Trump's jet trumped his terribly. Did that mean that he was any less rich? No. He's still going back in his private jet to his mansion or mansions and his wife and blah, blah, blah. So I need you to think like the 1% thinks. Still rich. You're still an asset. Don't allow yourself to be lessened by anyone. So back to the mirror when you get up, because you should be lying or seated with your eyes closed, listening to the program. When you get up and you look at yourself in the mirror, or for those of you who have your mini mirrors with you, let me tell you something. You look at that person that you see staring back at you, and you tell them, you are still an asset. Do not allow anyone to tell you or make you believe that you are a liability. Another adage, what's they say, everything that's worth having is worth working for? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Even if it's your peace of mind, it's worth working for. Know thy worth. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, know thy worth. Put yourself first for once. If you have small children, after they're taken care of, they've eaten, they've bathed, and they're clothed, and they have shelter and whatever else, and they're in their place where they're playing silently, put yourself first for once. How about that? I need you to understand how important you are. Can you do that for me? If you don't want to do it for yourself, can you do that for me? And I want to hear from you. I'll give you all our contact information before the program ends, but I need you to understand, you are not glue. Even if you're on top of your game, you're still not glue. And some people may say, well, don't we want the good stuff to stick to us? Let me tell you something. How does it go, reason, season, or lifetime? When it's time to let go of things, you have to let go. Many things come to an end in this life. You hold on for as long as you need to, or as long as you are able to. But when it's time to let go, you can let go. You know, the sad thing is that so many people are so afraid to let go because they don't know what's waiting for them when they are alone. So they'd rather continue to hold on. They'd rather continue to be glue. And let everything that's unhealthy and not meant for you to stick around. You are so important. You are such an asset in this world. So many people say, you know, so many people, you know, my parents told me that I was stupid. My friends told me that I was ugly. My coworkers told me that I'm unqualified. And my boss says that I'm not qualified and this and that. And then you believe it and you attach it to you. And then you become everything that you have allowed to attach itself to you. And you try to change things by running away. Let me tell you something. It's still attached to you, so no matter where you go, no matter what you do, the same stigmas will be attached to you because you have allowed your psyche to give them a resting place and your space. You're not glue. Stop allowing any and everything to attach to you. It has no place in your world. It has no place in your life. It has no place in your destiny. It has no place in your success. It has no place in your well-being. It has no place in your self-esteem. It has no place. I promise you, this is my theme for this year. Two things. Know thy worth, and we can do this. We will make it through this. History has dictated that we have come through much. Yes, this is brand new for us. But in my lifetime, I have seen so many things. I have witnessed so many things throughout the world. So many things that initially people would have said would never have happened. Yet it did. Know thy worth. Say it with a smile. I know my worth. And be genuine about it. So many people have built platforms on lies. I know my worth. I know my worth. I love being an underdog. I'm a strong underdog. Nobody likes being an underdog. I'm sorry. And if you do, then you need more help than even I can give you. Unhealthy. I don't like being overweight. I don't like the person who I see in the mirror most days. So I'm working to change that. I'm working to get my life back. I'm working to get healthy again. I'm working to get rid of everything that has attached itself to me in a negative way. You need to do the same. Let it go. Go so many years ago when that movie had come out, everybody, let it go, let it go. Or whatever it was. I don't even know the lyrics, but it sounds good. Let it go. So let it go. And it's amazing how a simple thing is saying a few words can make you feel so much lighter, can make you feel free. Last year, one of the main speeches that I was doing was know thy no. Know the power of your no. Two simple letters have such a profound effect and meaning on life. When you say no, people get ready to jump in your car. No, 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 no. No, not today. You don't have to give them any explanation. You don't have to do anything. Say no. I remember when I was younger, we would go out and I would be the designated driver, and there was always that one person who would say, well, you said let's go out. I don't feel as though I need to pay you for gas. I don't need to do this. There was one person that did that once too often. I put her behind out on the corner. Didn't care. Because back then, yeah, I didn't care because I didn't have to. Get out, call the cab, get your ass home. She got home. Guess what? She paid that cab to take her home. So you see, when I'm talking, I know what it's like to be a self-centered, egotistical young person out there who had the world as her oyster. I know what it was like. Not putting up with anybody in their mess, period. Not doing it. That's where you need to be. Not saying to put people out, you know, and let them catch a cab home, but the bottom line is simple. Say no. You can do that, especially when they're the people that you know would have an excuse to say no to you every chance they got, they would. We're coming up in uncertain times. We need to take care of us and our own. There may be more people teaming up and moving in together and joining forces just to survive, just to make it through. There's no time to carry around all of these things that serve no purpose in your life. I see you. I want to come and visit your neck of the woods. I'd love to come out to a seminar, speak, give you a hug, shake your hand, whatever it is that you need. I still find it so amazing how many people are amazed when they talk to me one-on-one. Or they may call. And I actually pick up the phone, or I return a call. Very hands-on. Because I know what it's like to walk this journey. I don't just come out of my box when I'm ready to go on stage. When I say that I'm right here with you, guess what? I'm right here with you. I am the mediating Shiro right here at our ground zero. And for those of you who don't know, I was so excited about today's show, I don't even think I introduced myself. Hello, hello, I am C. Maria Wall, a.k.a. the mediating Shiro right here, where? At our ground zero. And so many people, for those of you pessimists out here, you might say, well, we're at ground zero, we're at rock bottom. No, what you are is on solid ground. That means you get the right momentum. You prepare yourself properly. You will be able to spring right off of that solid ground. Give yourself enough force to sprint forward. Spring a sprint. You're not at rock bottom. You're on solid ground. The thing is, when we start to rise, people don't seem to understand that. People look from the bottom up and they think, I want to be up there. Do you know how much effort it takes to keep people listening to the programs, to keep my groups growing, to do all of that, to stay on top of my game, to stay in the popular category, to keep having people write to me week after week, month after month. My goodness, if we start to slip, that means that I'm not doing something right. Some people don't understand what it takes to keep things moving. And that's the wonderful thing about my focus being on this thing called life, because it's forever changing. If I have 1 week this year where I have smiled and enjoyed my entire week, it will be such a blessing. Because my entire platform is built on the heartache and pain and everything that I have had to endure in my life. And then here we go with the doubters again saying, well, that's your life. Let me tell you something, what I've learned. Nothing that's happened to me is unique to me. There are hundreds of thousands of us who have experienced the same things in some form. I am the voice to bring our heartache and pain to life. I am the voice to speak it into the atmosphere and let it go. I am the person who is silent no more. I am your voice. That is what my calling is. That is what I am here for. And when you hear it from my lips to your ears, it will click and you'll say, oh my gosh, she is speaking my life. Do you know how many people have sent me messages or have come on this show and said, you're speaking my life? Oh my gosh, everything you said was just like my life. So you see, when I speak, it's not just about me. It's about all of you. And I have to share my experiences and my stories in order for me to let those of you listening know that you are not alone. There is someone here who's right here with you. Been there, done that. We can cry together. We can laugh together. Speaking of laughing, hello, Miss Laugh-A-Lot over in our show chat room. Thank you so much for being here with us today. Laughter. I did a show years ago, and it's still getting hits to this day, about the joys of laughter, the joys of making light out of our hardest times. Miss Laugh-A-Lot is over there in our chat room laughing and saying hello. I tell you all, I'm very involved with everything that I do. I take what I do very seriously. Some days we have to laugh to keep from crying. We have to learn how to smile through our pains. And there are days when we just need that time to be by ourselves, and that's okay too. But those are the days when we're actually allowing ourselves to have that time to purge, to let go of the things that have hurt us, that have held us back, that have weighed us down. Those are days when we need our time to purge. You know, there are people who say, you okay? They just want to know your business. They don't care one way or the other. I tell them, you know what? I always tell people it is what it is, and I'm still standing, so I guess I'm okay because I have another chance to get this right, to make a difference, to do something. So I need you all to understand this. Don't agree to make yourself a liability on this earth. Look at the person that you see in the mirror and know how great of an asset he or she is. You know, we align ourselves with too many inexperienced experts, those people who have enough drama in their own lives, but they're quick to tell you everything that's wrong with you and your life. Don't let them stick to you. You better transform into rubber and let them bounce off. Repel them right away. It's a brand new year. We're only, 14 days in, 2 weeks in. And so many of us have experienced heartache and pain and disappointment already. And so many of us are complaining about the same things we complained about last year. Time for you to know thy worth. Deal with it. Get that broom and dustpan. Start sweeping. You will be okay. Sometimes the people who you need to lean on are the people that you may not even know. You may need to call us and say, hey, Maria, I need someone to listen. Or you may need to go on one of our websites and use our contact forms and send me your heartache and pain. And those, I'm the one who writes back. Working with someone now in Pakistan. She's going through something in her marriage. So if you think you're by yourself, I'm in the United States. Been there, done that. Bad divorce, domestic violence, rape, the whole nine yards. Guess what? Someone else is going through the same thing someplace else. Infidelity. Whatever it is. There's bad marriages in every corner of the earth. There are people who need help, in every corner of the earth. Time. What I need you to have this time to digest what we have discussed and apply it to your lives. If you had one bit of advice to give to all of my listeners throughout the world, what would it be? Some of you would say, I don't know. But you find fault in someone else. Oh, they need to do X, Y, Z, and they need to blah, 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 blah. Some of you are guilty of that. And while others, I'd say, okay, tell people what they need to do to be happy or to make today better. And you're totally lost. You're not the only ones. There are days when I just want to scream. There's a show that comes on here called Rosewood. And he's a pathologist. And the woman who he was dating had taken him for a ride. She cleaned out his bank accounts. He had come in. He had the Dear John letter, the whole nine yards. And this week he was trying to work through it. And his partner at the police, she told him there are days when she wants to just shake her body loose, just shake it all out. You know how we used to do in school when we were kids. We just shake our bodies and just get really loose. And then she said, just scream. At that moment, I said, that's it. I should have just, but it was like, oh, gosh, I was watching it. So on a replay, so it's like 3 o'clock in the morning. I didn't want to just run outside and scream. And I still didn't want to do it in my pillows because for once, maybe someone would have heard me screaming and actually thought that something was wrong, because when I needed people to notice when things were wrong, nobody did. You have to know your worth, and sometimes you have to know that you're going to be your biggest cheerleader at times, or your circle is about to change in a way where all of the people in your life may be brand new. All of the people who are here to support you may be people you are about to meet or just met. Stop attaching yourself to all the wrong people, places, and things. Stop it. You're not glue. Stop allowing any and everything to attach to you. I cannot say this enough today. You're not glue. Hold on to the good things. Just get a good tight grip. That doesn't mean you have to make it glued to you to hold on to it. Some things you hold on for a little while, and then you can just ease your grasp and let it go. It's a new year, people. You have a new chance at a new life, a new beginning, a new destiny. Walk your journey. Each of us was born on this earth with a purpose. Find yours. And it's obvious that you're still here with me because things that you've been trying last year, year before, and so forth and so on, have not been working. So now it's time for you, in order for you to get that change that we spoke about last year for what, 33 sessions or something, the Attitude and Altitude series, in order for you to obtain that change, you have to do what? Change. And that means you have to shake off a lot of things that have been attached to you for far too long. And only you can do that. You choose to become glue. Even though people tell you that you're glue, you don't have to become it. People tell you that you're ugly. You don't have to believe it. If people tell you that you're unqualified, you can prove them wrong by achieving everything that you want to. Know Thy Worth is our series for this year. We can do this. But you have to identify and know thy worth and believe it. And I need each and every one of you within the sound of my voice. When you get up every morning, you tell that person that you see looking back at you in that mirror something positive. You wake up, oh my gosh, girl, this has a mess. We need to get this together. I talk to myself in the mirror quite often about that. And if push comes down to shove, when all else fails, put it up in a nice little bun. Works for me. Get that brush out. Get the comb. Comb it through. Brush it up. Add a little bit of shine and conditioner. Put that bad boy up in a bun and out the door I go. Nice pair of earrings to accentuate my facial structure and all of that. A little bit of makeup. Some foundation, of course. Things like that. Go out the door and have a great day. Problem solved. Oh, yeah. So many of us, we stress, I can't get my hair break. I can't do this. Better learn how to put it up in a bun. And if it's too short for a bun, learn how to part it in the middle, part it on the side. Throw it over to one side and puff it up just a little bit. Trust me, really cute. You get some really good conditioner, or you put a little bit of spritz on it and you just puff it up a little bit. Most times you can make a really cute hairstyle. Problem solved. Always keep a pair of clothes. When nothing seems to fit or look right, I keep a skirt. When my pants just don't want to fit right, ladies, you know how that goes sometimes. Put on that nice little skirt, you know, the one with the elastic in the middle, a nice top, a sweater, or whatever. Nice pair of boots, shoes, whatever time of year it is, whatever part of the country you're in, problem solved. Oh, yeah. We make our lives in my car, just in case. You never know. Suppose somebody wastes something on you when you go out to lunch or something. You always keep an extra pair. You know what? We have to be our own best backup. I'm just telling you, we have to be our own best backup. And that's it. I know, Miss Laugh-A-Lot, I bet you people are going to be saying that all day. Problem solved. And so many people, then there's you doubters out there. Well, I can't do that. I got too much junk in my car anyway. Well, you just answered your own problem. Clean out your car. Guess what I'm about to say? Problem solved. Oh, yeah. I know people are probably hating on me today. They're probably like, how come every time I try to give her a problem to her solution, she come up with another solution? Yeah, well, that's what I do. You know, and I understand so many of you might say you keep all that junk in your car because, you know, it helps to weight it down in the winter so that, you know, the car has that traction thing going on. Okay, spring coming. What did they do in the spring? They call it spring cleaning. What are we going to say, folks? Problem solved. Oh, yeah. And I know you all are probably like, she crazy as sin. But, of course, you all knew that. You knew that 7 years ago. Oh, my gosh. This is our anniversary is coming up. I think we'll be 7 years old coming up next month. Woohoo! But before we go, let me give you all some information on how you can get involved with us and join some of our programs and groups and all of that. Over on Facebook, we have quite a few groups there. We have Focus, Females Offering Clarity, Unity, and Success. That is our open urban group where all discussions are allowed within respect and reason. We have our professional group, Focus Females Global. There, if you want to get involved, you can go there, request a membership, and one of our admins will be sure to help you get that underway as well. And over on Google Plus, my biggest family that I have in all of my networks is my Relationship Recovery Group. That is my worldwide coaching group. We have a cornucopia of We have everyone there from coaches to counselors and psychiatrists, psychologists. We have people that I'm there. We have people there from all over the world to help inspire, motivate, and encourage you. We're like one big family, and we are growing weekly. It's over 1,200 members strong there, and that's Relationship Recovery over on Google+. All are welcome, men, women, young and old. We have everyone there. We have shamans there. We have people there who can give you whatever it is that you are looking for. And, yes, I am there. And as I said, my friend from Pakistan reached out, and we are working on helping her as we speak. Can I take up our websites? FocusFemalesGlobal.com. You can visit us there. All of our websites do have contact forms, so you can write to us. We're also looking for guests for all of our programs, so let me give you the rundown on that. Focus Females Global Chat Cafe will be coming back at 7 p.m. on Tuesday evenings. This is our Saturday morning motivation show that airs, of course, at 9 a.m. Saturday mornings, our Sunday morning inspiration show that airs at 8 a.m., and on special occasions, the Healing Through Hurt iTalk radio show that airs at 9 p.m. on Saturday evenings. We do that for special programs. As I said, it returned last week with the Sisters of the Single Vines, creators of Noble Singles Outreach. We had a wonderful conversation there, and if you need to call us, you want to send us a text or leave us a voicemail, our number is 202-618-2556. If you still use pen and paper, our address is Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. I would love to hear from you. And just so you know, all of our programs, both virtual and real world, are sponsored by the Wall Foundation, Inc., and that's an IRS-approved and recognized tax-exempt 501c3 nonprofit. So we'd love to hear from you. We'd love for you to get involved. Focus is expanding. Focus is our trademark. It stands for Females Offering Clarity, Unity, and Success. If you'd like to start a chapter in your area, contact us. We'd love to have you as an ambassador to grow our network. We want us as women especially to find our focus. That's why I created that acronym. That's why I just want us to go everywhere. Oh, and over on Meetup, Focus is there too. So if you're in the area, you'd like us to visit your area, you have some type of an attraction there, good place for us to take a road trip. We'd love to hear from you over on our Meetup group too, and that's Focus Females Offering Clarity, Unity, and Success over on Meetup. So there you have it. There's so many ways that we can come together. I'd love to visit you. I will be speaking next month in Finksburg. I will be giving you more information about that as well. That's on a Sunday afternoon. I'll give you information on that. I'll be speaking, as I said, in Finksburg, Maryland. So be looking for that. Again, if you want to get involved in any way whatsoever, we have our current drive, Warmth for the Winter. We're putting together care packages of socks and toiletries for those who are less fortunate. Many of them are homeless. We're putting together our packages. And over on our main website, thewallfoundationinc.org, you can find several ways that you can participate if you'd like to give a tax-exempt donation. We would love to have you. As I said, thanks so much, Ms. Laugh-A-Lot, for being here today. Do come back and visit again. I believe that our paths had crossed years ago. If I'm not mistaken, your name looks familiar. Reach out to me, especially if you have some programs and things that you would like for us to check out or get involved with. Or if you have a program, I'd love to invite you to be on one of my shows, of course. So again, as always, I pray each and every one of you enough. I pray you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. But I pray you enough rain to make those gardens of yours grow beautifully. I pray you enough smiles to turn the frown you've been carrying around upside down. But guess what? Most of all, what I say earlier, I pray you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be knocking at your door or coming your way from this very moment and beyond. You know, even with everything going on in my life, I'm still moving forward. I'm still cleaning house. I'm still working towards my destiny. Many of you know that I'm coming down the downside of my second year of law school now. I have two more to go, and then that'll be another chapter closed in my life. My health problems are so-so, but yeah. And so just so you guys know, if you're over on BTR or you want to look up Miss Laugh-A-Lot, she says, yes, she began podcasting about 7 years ago. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure that maybe in the very beginning, our paths may have crossed a long time ago. I'll have to go back and look at my hundreds of shows and see that, but be that as it may, hey, we must stay in touch. Thank you again for being here. I'm going to go look through my follows list and see if I usually remember people. I may not remember all of the details, but I remember many. So again, until next time, I'll see you all back here tomorrow for the Sunday Morning Inspiration Show at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Until then, be well. Continue to pay it and pray it forward. And thank you all, as always, for being here. And a big shout out to all of my friends over on Armed Forces Radio Network. Thank you so much. We're keeping you in prayer. We honor and respect you always. So until next time, I'm C. Maria Wall, a.k.a. the Mediating Shiro at R Ground Zero. Let's keep moving, people. The journey is ours, the destination is ours. We may go down different roads, but hey, you're not walking alone. So until next time, be well. As we begin, we will end with Tori Lees, finally. She's a young lady that was on one of our first shows, and she debuted one of her songs on our program. So she has always been the official singer of all of our theme songs. So this is Tori Lees, finally. Until next time, Miss Laugh-A-Lot, guest 47, those of you in our call query, those of you who will listen to us in our replay, thank you, thank you, thank you. We will see you here again soon.